Samuel was appointed ruler of a kingdom. He had an excellent spirit within him. The other rulers conspired against him to throw Daniel in a lion's den. Daniel was praying and praising his God. Then the king signed a no prayer decree. Daniel kept on praying and the king saw his error. He said to Daniel, God will deliver thee. He delivered Daniel from the hand of the lions. He worked signs and wonders in heaven and earth. Men scream in fear before the God of Daniel. He's the living God and his kingdom is here. Next day, and he went to the den. God sent his angels, and Daniel's on the mend. He delivered Daniel from the hands of the lions. He worked signs and wonders in heaven and earth. Men scream in fear before the God of Daniel. He's the living God, and his kingdom is here. And their families were brought before the king, all of them. Their kids and their wives were cast into the den. Their bones were broken and they were eaten alive. As you know, so why's the Bible say that is so? It's to show the power that Daniel faced. But on the line of Judah, his deliverance was based. He delivered Daniel from the hand of the lions. He worked signs and wonders in heaven and earth. Men scream in fear before the God of Daniel. He's the living God and his kingdom is here. Oh, he delivered Daniel from the hand of the lions. He worked signs and wonders in heaven and earth. Men scream in fear before the God of Daniel. He's the living God and his kingdom is near. He's the living God and his kingdom is here.